This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Potlatch and Deltic Timber, an El Dorado, Arkansas-based company and a big owner of land in Pulaski County, Arkansas, plan to combine an all-stock transaction with Deltic retaining the tax benefits of a real estate investment trust. There were 7.5 times more U.S. households with $1 to $5 million in assets at the end of 2016 than there were households with $5 million to $25 million in assets. An analyst at the U.S. Census Bureau has estimated the impact of the one-child policy in China from 1980 to 2016 averted some 400 million births, between 360 and 520 million in his estimate, and forecast into the future perhaps 1 billion by 2060, having a significant global environmental impact. Other demographers are arguing that this is controversial. Leon Watzeltier, a prominent editor at the New Republic for 3 decades, who is preparing to unveil a new magazine next week, apologized for offenses against some of my colleagues in the past after several women accused him of sexual harassment and inappropriate advances. The magazine was being supported by Steve Jobs' widow, Lauren Powell Pobes. Jobs was scuttled. Republican Senator Flake from Arizona indicated he would not seek election in that state in a speech on the Senate floor, saying, "We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics and the conduct of some in the executive branch are normal. They are not normal. Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified. And when such behavior emanates from the top of our government, it is something else. It is dangerous to a democracy." 67 million Americans speak a language other than English at home. U.S. State Department is preparing to label Myanmar's practices towards their Rohingya Muslims as ethnic cleansing. Over 1/4 of the farmhands in the U.S. are immigrants working here illegally. The United Kingdom's Parliament is asking Facebook, Twitter, and other internet companies for information about Russian efforts to use social media to influence the Brexit election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.